This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, this weekend ain't about frickin' stocks and bonds. It's about football. It's about getting your ass up off of your lazy ass, yelling for your team, and saying, let's go, Bulls! Damn it!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
And for the love of God, people, quit doing the frickin' wave. Are you kidding me? The wave? Jesus. Nobody does the wave anymore. Yeah, the Billy Bobs do it in NASCAR at the racetrack because there's nothing else to do there except and watch the damn cars go in circles and wait for a wreck.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Damn it, son! Do y'all hear me?
The Fan.
Damn it, Swigard. Not 0-1. 7-flat.
Yeah, it's not on us. We were locked in.
I was exactly what I did, exactly what I was told to do.
Where you were supposed to be. He's rambling about some France tennis tournament going on. Nobody cares. Wrap it up.
Talking about it's a grand slam.
Let's go. Nobody cares. Move on.
Bored.
We got a top of the hour segment to get to.
He's mad about the Beavs super regional. That's what he wants me to cut.
I mean, I forgot it was going on, so I'm glad that that was in there, so I can remember to watch that tonight.
Florida State's not starting the race.
You get
hey, I'm on your team now, man. I root for the Beavs when the Ducks are out.
Anti-Florida State?
Yeah, I always beef with Florida State. Mm-hmm. I almost got into a fight with a Florida State fan many years ago.
Florida State wanted us in the ACC. It's hard to hate them.
They wanted you guys in the ACC,
you know,
huh?
Who railroaded us out of that?
Who kicked you out?
Belichick? Oh, no.
Golden Domers.
Notre Dame did?
Yeah.
How do they have power over that? They're not even in the conference.
They're Notre Dame. Their athletic director gets to be in with all the commissioners of the conferences. Because, you know, they won in the 1920s.
They were good back in the day. Did you know that? You know, Lou Holtz won some national titles.
When football was called like this. The white guys up the sideline. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
Newt Rockne.
With a motivating speech.
The four horsemen are the greatest college football players of all time.
Rudy Rudiger off the edge.
Hey.
Sacked.
Hey.
Georgia Tech.
Too far.
That's when Notre Dame was
too
great.
Far. Too far. Over the line.
I know. Also have Notre Dame listeners that hate when I do that.
Hey, they won the national title last year.
I did what I was supposed
to
do.
They put up a bit of a fight.
This is like that recruiter at my high school. If you go to college, you'll make more than everybody else that doesn't.
That's right. You just go to college. That's all you got to do.
I know at least five people from my high school that own businesses, and they're crushing it.
Killing it.
I went to college. I went in debt, $22,680.
You did. You had a lot of debt piled up there.
This country and Swigard are liars.
We got to go Swigard with the update. We need to be horrible bosses. We got to trim the fat. You got to trim the fat there, okay? If we're on time, we got
to
be on time.
I asked what time I had to be in.
Trim the
right
fat
at 7 o'clock.
And here we are at 7:01. We're a minute late. Why? Not our fault. Not our fault.
Well, the open plays at 7. That's
well, now I have a short. Yeah, I didn't ask about the open. I said, when do I got to go to get out and be at 7 o'clock?
We're trying to make the BM happy here, all right?
We're good.
We got to please the BM.
The brand man.
You're good.
The brand man needs to be happy.
I do think our Royal Rumble idea, and by we, I mean yours.
Yeah, I started this thing.
It's picking up steam.
Suk ran with it yesterday.
Did he run with it yesterday?
Yeah.
Good.
I was in my car, and he ran with it.
I mean, this is, I'm an idiot, and I do a lot of stupid stuff. This is the greatest thing that I've ever thought.
A Royal Rumble for a show host is an absolutely brilliant idea that if viewed, I think you'd get 100,000 people.
I think it would shatter every YouTube thing we've ever done.
This Portland radio station is just doing our actual Royal Rumble.
Yep.
One of their hosts.
One at a time. What's everybody going to wear? Who's got like a funny costume on?
You have to dress like a wrestler.
You have to. Oh, yeah. You can't just be in like basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Russ will wear the Nacho Libre mask.
Yes,
right?
He can go that. Yeah. Everybody's got a unitard on or what, you know, like you dress up. Paint your face. Do the whole thing, man. It would be phenomenal content.
Boy, I don't know what Barrett Media would write about with that story. But they'd write about it.
People said AM radio was going away. Not so fast, my friend. We got a Thunderdome here. It's a ratings bonanza.
I swear we could charge pay-per-view.
We absolutely could. Us and Swag would be the MC. He's in the ring.
$10.80 a view. Let's
Boom.
Go.
People would pay to watch that. Me and you, Isaac and Suk, doing play-by-play.
I just want to be
color
mean
commentary.
I want to do Poe like Schultz. He's eliminated.
Got him.
Schultz, probably the end of your dream here today, wasn't it?
Do the It's not over. I'm getting back in there. Damn it. I can do it.
I got a chair. Order. Get over here.
The fighting corn pop.
Look, I'm not going to name names, but
him being in a corn costume would be so good.
He has to be in yellow.
We legitimately had a Wolf of Wall Street closed door studio session yesterday.
Yeah, this went on for like an hour after the show.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And we mapped all of this out, who the special guest ref would be. And I'm not going to name names.
If somebody had
our boss was like, you know, legally, how we could do this. You know,
I know.
The wheels started turning behind the scenes. I showed
had
up
a little
late. Had
somebody been in here? Because I came into the studio at that point. And had somebody been in here and recorded and not told us?
Hey, hey, we were fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Right? I did get home a little bit later yesterday. And the wife said, why were you so late today? And I said, well, I was out for a week. You know, I had to catch up with people. And I didn't want to tell her that we were in here for an hour.
We do things after our show.
We do. I'm not just off work at 9 a.m. We had
everybody
to discuss big
that.
Picture like, issues like the Royal Rumble to find a new noon to three host.
I bet the Oklahoma City Thunder are wishing it was a Royal Rumble to win game one.
Yeah, yes. Would have thrown them out of the ring pretty early on last night. And they lingered and lingered and lingered.
So I don't want to get too nerdy. I have a firm belief that people like analytics. I don't think people like analytics the way that media members think people like analytics.
No, you don't. They don't.
Like you get you. If I ask a random sports fan who's keeping an eye on baseball, but not a diehard watching it right now. Hey, man, who's leading in BABIT? Might as well have
nobody cares.
Spoken another language.
Lorena?
Nobody cares.
Right. I think there's a lot of analytics that media members try to use.
To make themselves sound smarter.
Yeah. Yeah, I legitimately believe.
I don't need that information.
No,
I have eyeballs. I watch the sport. I know who. Like you just like I got a gut. Okay, I don't need some advanced number to tell me who's good and who's bad.
Yeah, Bill Orme said off the air. He said something. The guys brought this up to him, and he goes, "Yeah, man, just give me points per game and call it good."
Yeah,
and
I was like, "Yeah." What's his field goal percentage? Is he efficient? Does he score? Does he grab rebounds? Get some steals?
However.
Now,
with that being said.
All right, nerd, go off.
There was one. It's just one advanced analytic. I'm just going to point it out. It's clutch win probability adding.
Yes.
Okay.
So, oh, dude, huge fan of that stat.
So what is the, I always
I'm
look.
I'm all over it.
Clutch
because
time.
Because I will get
win
lost
probability
in stats.
Added, yes.
But I always try to go back to...
You
got to
add to your win probability with
clutch
your clutch time.
Yeah.
Yeah, only in
what
clutch
does
time,
it actually
though.
Measure?
So it's basically like who makes the best play or hits the biggest shots.
Do we have non-clutch time win probability added?
So what is defined as clutch time?
Final 5 minutes.
Last
third
5
quarter,
minutes and it's within,
what? 5 points.
5 points.
Yeah, okay. So that's clutch time.
Third quarter win probability added?
Well, I'm not going to... Look, I'm... God.
You can smack him. That's smack worthy right there.
I'm not going to... Look, we don't need to dive into this for the whole segment. I just want to say...
Middle eight.
I
did they win the middle eight? I don't know.
Don't act like you haven't used
you
the term middle eight during college football season.
Middle eight's important, man. You got to win the middle eight.
You know why he's used the middle eight reference? Because Dan Lanning uses the middle eight reference.
He's got a lot of time to fill on that Ducks pregame show.
Damn right.
We're stretching. They're playing Rutgers this weekend. Stretch.
Coming up next, he did that tease once, and I heard it because I was driving to a grocery store early. Coming up next, I'll give you the stat that's most important. I go, he's going to do middle eight.
He's going to do middle eight, isn't he?
Can't
middle
wait
right
for
there.
That 5 a.m. start for the Northwestern game.
Right there. Who's got the middle eight numbers? I got the middle eight numbers.
Anyways, they haven't been tracking the stat forever. It started in the late 90s, okay? I'm just giving you a reference. LeBron has got the top two in that category since they started tracking this. Like, John Stockton's on this list in 97. Yeah. Halliburton is blowing away LeBron James' best two.
It's not even close.
Like, LeBron is 1.81, however they measure the number. Halliburton is 2.48, just as a reference of difference there.
Yes.
So, like, what he is doing is statistically insane, also historically nuts, and we've been tracking that. And he did it again. He didn't even have a great game.
No.
He had a run-of-the-mill game.
No, he didn't do much at all.
If you told me that was a stat line, I'd be like, oh, Thunder probably going to win by double digits. And there's just something about them, man. Over and over, they're like, even within 8 to 10, I'm like, this is dangerous for Oklahoma City to be playing this closely when they're not even playing that well.
I think that's the unique thing about Halliburton. It's where he's going to get a lot of the attention and shine, and rightfully so, because what he's doing in end-of-game situations is remarkable. Like, it doesn't take an advanced stat to tell me he's been really good. I think he's taken 15 of those shots now this year in the final minute of regulation or overtime with a chance to tie and win the game. This is for the entire season, not just playoffs, the entire regular season and postseason. He's take 15 of them this year. He has made 13 of them. He's 13 of 15. Yeah. Nobody has ever done that in the history of the league. That's insane. Guys have been good at it. Guys have been bad at it. Nobody has ever had a year like that.
Dirty's got a game winner in every round.
Every round of the playoffs. But the irony of it, and this is what is almost the best calling card for Indiana, is that I would argue he didn't play that good of a game last night. Lou Dort was phenomenal on him to the point where late in the fourth quarter, they just took him off the ball. They said, we got to have somebody else score here. And if you don't have Obi Toppin knocking down threes, if you don't have, was it Nembhard hitting the step back three? Like, if you don't have little moments along
Turner
the way,
Turner had a little run there,
you don't give him the opportunity. It was the same thing when they won game one in New York. It wasn't him necessarily that was going off in the fourth quarter. It was other guys that got them to that point. And then when you get to that point, you give him the basketball and you get out of the way. Because 13 to 15, we say this a lot. We can get caught in the moment. That's a run that you're just never going to see again. Like, the odds of that happening, of taking 15 of those shots and making 13 of them throughout the course of the season, it just never happens, and I don't know if it'll ever happen again.
I think the crazy takeaways I get from that game, Chet playing 24 minutes is just... And I know he wasn't good.
Well, the bigger one is Hartenstein can't... He's got to play more than 17.
Hartenstein has to start.
Yes.
Yeah, and
Hartenstein.
It's Hartenstein.
Steen?
He's a Hartenstein.
Yeah. You should know.
Eugene's very own.
His dad was a duck.
Yes.
His dad was a duck.
I was alive when that happened.
Flo was great.
I remember watching him play vividly.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I mean, it was in like the early 1970s, mid-1970s, when you go to Oregon.
It was like in the 90s.
Yeah, he's only like a 20-some-year-old player.
I was not watching
Anyways,
that basketball then.
He's going to, I bet you, I'd be willing to see this. Daigneault is not afraid of trying stuff. I just thought that was a little nuts even before the game started.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Chet wasn't good. He played 24 minutes. He scored 6 points with 6 rebounds and 1 block. Okay. And Jalen Williams had another stinker. He's 6-19, 1-for-4 from three. Like, they got nothing, and then also SGA did not play his normal SGA game. He shot 30 times.
I wonder if that's part of their strategy, too, of just we'll let you shoot as many times as
Maybe
you
it was.
Want. Don't let anybody else go off. You don't have a super efficient. Like, he had a great scoring night, but it wasn't as efficient as he could have been.
Caruso played 28 minutes.
Yeah.
He played more than both their bigs.
He had a flop late in that game, too, that drove me nuts, that they should have called.
Caruso?
Yeah, they're coming up the floor, and he's trying to set a screen and falls over.
Here's the other thing, too. I actually thought there was a brief run. I think it was the second or third quarter. TJ McConnell got a couple back-to-back buckets, and I want to go look at when that was play-by-play-wise, because it felt to me watching it, they needed that.
Yeah.
Oh, they needed that.
Yeah, they were kind of letting
him go.
They were
a little lost. And he took advantage of that. He had 9 points.
Yeah.
And it's not 9 points. Obi Toppin, to your point, he had 5 threes in this game. He had a rough start, but he got it together. Like, McConnell's 9, underrated, right? Nembhard, 4 of 11. If I just say 4 of 11,
What was he in the fourth quarter?
Well, exactly. Yeah. He hit more shots in the fourth quarter. He was facilitating the offense in the fourth quarter. And I honestly thought he was playing pretty good defense on SGA.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
I mean, you made SGA shoot 30 times.
Yeah.
And he got 38 points. Halliburton came up with the big moment. And, Siakam just kind of flew under the radar of, he was pretty steady Eddie. Pretty steady. He had a couple putbacks late. Timely points.
Well, he kept him in it in the first half. He kept it from getting to 20 because when they would switch, if he had a mismatch,
took advantage.
He'd go to the paint, go to that free throw line area and just rise up and shoot.
It reminded me of game 6 against New York. If you remember the first half of that game, Halliburton didn't do squat in that first half, but Siakam had a really nice, steady first half, and they
kind of held him together a little bit.
Yes, kept him together. He's a little. I mean, look, he's a bit of their glue. But I think the thing about them is Oklahoma City. I said this about them after the West, of just like, they might be from top to bottom the most complete team I've ever seen. This team is also making a very good run for that same thing. And now we sit here. The Pacers are up 1-0. This is why I like you. Look, I still have Thunder in 6. I still think it's going to be that. But this is why I said they can push it to 6. That team is, there's just something weird and tough about them at the same time.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if OKC won 4 in a row, to be honest with you. They lost
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, they lost game one in very similar fashion to Denver at home and then still found a way to win that series all the way in 7. So if we get a 7-game NBA Finals, that would be great, because I think that's all we're hoping for at this point, is a competitive series. I also think if you're Indiana, there's a lot of different things that we can nitpick about the way teams played, and this guy could be better, that guy could be better. You've used your lucky rabbit's foot for the series. Like, do you have another one of those in your hip pocket of you're trailing by 15 points in the fourth quarter? Like, maybe they do. Maybe it's just it doesn't matter the situation, and Indiana's just going to keep doing it, and Halliburton will never miss. But there is the aspect, and I'm sure that people have said this as every round has gone on, of like, there's no way they do that again, right? Well, could they do it again in the same series? Like, that's the tough part. So they got to play better on their end. I think that they will. I think the nerves will calm. They clearly did as the game went on.
They blew a game against Denver like this. Remember that home game?
I'm saying Indiana just not being in a position where you're down by 15 points. Because I don't know. I get that Oklahoma City has had that happen. I get that Indiana has done this multiple times. I don't know how many of those you can rely on in a 7-game series when you're down basically the entire game. And then, hey, look at that. We made up a 15-point deficit in the final 6 minutes of the game.
I think you're right, and I'm not even arguing with your logic. I want to give you the stat. NBA teams going into last night were 0-100.
It just didn't happen.
They're 0-121.
It doesn't happen.
When down by 7 or more points in the final 3 minutes of regulation in an NBA finals, over the last 28 postseasons, they're now 1-21. One in 121.
First time it's ever happened.
I also just think they're kind of doing this every round.
They've had one of them in every round, essentially.
I'm not going to eliminate the idea that they can come back and do this. It didn't make any sense. The Pacers are the first team since the 77 Blazers to commit 25 turnovers, which is the most in the finals by a winning team. We had 27 in game six.
You're damn right we did back in our glory days.
Well, Swag was sitting in the 100 section.
He was right there, ready to go. Well. They won an NBA championship that year, baby.
Absolutely. Yeah, I rode my tricycle to the game.
Since 1998, only four teams have won a playoff game despite leading for 30 seconds or less. The 99 Spurs in game two of the West Finals, they led for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
The 2001 Mavs in game five of the first round, they led for 30 seconds. 2002 Lakers in Game 4 of the West Finals, they led for 13 seconds. And last night, the Pacers led for 0.3 seconds.
That's all you need. 0.3.
Insane. It makes no sense.
I hope it continues to live up to it. I hope that's what we get rest of the finals. Give me good games, give me entertaining games, and I'd love to continue to be surprised because I didn't think Indiana had a chance in hell.
We have a lot of other things to get to today. Aside from the finals, there is one note. You're right, and I hope that this continues that way. A very big letdown in the finals in this regard. I'll tell you what it is next on The Fan. Fired up for the finals. Maybe they should have been the made broadcast. More energy than the current one.
I'd probably listen to that over a Mike Breen bang as much as I like Mike Breen banging me.
He didn't bang on Halliburton's jumper.
What team does he call for in the regular season?
The Nets. You going conspiracy theory on me?
Look, he's a professional's professional. He did not seem to have a whole lot of energy the way I've been accustomed to seeing it.
You texted this early in the game and it hit it on the head.
Why, it's ridiculous. I the finals aren't everybody's bag. People don't love basketball the way we once do.
You need superstars in your NBA finals? You want super teams in your NBA? Where are my super teams at?
Colin,
where are my super teams at? The MVP of the league's playing, but he's not a superstar.
I love that he gave that take, and it went viral for all the wrong reasons, and then he live tweets the game as if he's like super into it because, you
know. Oh my God, can you believe that happened?
And then he's like, I had Pacers in six, and everybody responds, didn't you literally pick Thunder minus 10 today on the show?
Yeah, and you said nobody cared about the NBA finals.
So it's just like, pipe down, you little pipsqueak.
Go sit in the corner and watch.
I don't know why I have him being small, but I just do.
He's definitely small.
Is he?
Definitely. As a fellow small, I can see a small from a mile away.
He has a 5'7 aura about him.
Absolutely. Absolutely 5'7.
That's a good poll question.
Without
Does
a
Jason
doubt.
Jason McIntyre have a 5'7 aura.
Over
about
under
him.
On Jason McIntyre's height, 5'8.5. You're taking the under.
Look, I don't want to make it all McIntyre. That was awful. And I'm just like sitting here as a sports fan, a lifelong sports fan.
Yeah.
Stunned, I'm disgusted, I'm upset. You cannot be excited about Thunder Pacers all you want. That's fine. You don't like basketball, then don't watch it. I don't care. There wasn't a single proof of evidence that that was an NBA Finals game. That might as well have been a February game.
Yeah.
There's no trophy on the court.
Nope.
Where's the signage? There's no specialty patch on your jersey. Everything is just a complete corporate sellout of all of these three companies, and the broadcast sucked. I kind of defended it. I'm like, you know, well, yeah. Jefferson doesn't leave me that excited going to commercial break. You know, say what you want. Mark Jackson, mama, there goes that man.
Hand there, man there.
Yeah, Breen wasn't banging around.
No, he didn't get banged at all last
Doris
night.
Doris Burke kind of gets forced that she's in this third-person shot.
Yeah.
Everything about that broadcast was garbage. It's Stephen A. and Kendrick yelling at me on the pregame as if I couldn't hear them on the microphone. The production was absolute dog crap yesterday, and I'm afraid this is what the fight. We didn't even get a starting lineup.
No, they just had a little graphic at the start of the game.
No,
why
anthem.
Isn't Legler? I don't. Maybe he doesn't want to be.
He's
but.
Not the one. This is their one broadcast. It's not even just the broadcast for me.
It was everything that went into it.
The whole thing.
I honestly I was trying to hook up a washer dryer when the game started. So I'm like, got the game on. I'm like peeking around the corner, seeing the stats, seeing what's happening, trying to get that figured out. And I didn't even realize it until you sent a text and you said, this feels like a game in February. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I start looking at the floor and I'm like, how is there not any? There has to be something, right? There has to be some sort of the finals in cursive lettering. There has anything to symbolize that this is the championship of your sport. And there's nothing. And the irony of it is, and this is the same with a lot of commissioners, I feel like, in sports, where they get some things right and you want to give them credit. Like, I feel like this NBA Finals is almost a calling card for Silver and what he's done for the NBA and getting smaller markets to be in there. And our super team's dead. Look at the parity. The Indiana Pacers are up 1-0. Like, I think ultimately that's great for the NBA, despite idiots like Jason McIntyre telling you that he wants super teams with, you know, only in LA and New York and Boston to ever play in series like this. That's a great calling card for Adam Silver of how he's leveled the playing field to allow everybody a little more access to the championship level of this sport, which has not been a pathway that has felt attainable for a long time. And then you turn on the finals and there's no indicator that it's the finals other than when they go to commercial break and you get the finals, you know, flashing across your screen, going YouTube TV presents the NBA Finals. That's it.
YouTube TV though. That's
only
the
doing
only
that.
They do that.
We used to have giant trophies in the middle of the floor.
Yes.
What happened to that?
Behind the logo.
We used
no,
to
that's
have
just say for the in-season tournament now.
I mean, it's just insane. Oh, we get a special floor for the in-season tournament, and we can't get a special floor for the NBA Finals.
Think about the Portland against Chicago or any finals that you
1992
remember.
1992 NBA Finals.
Like the other sides of the court. By the three-point line, that little finals with the script logo, like that used to be on the court. They had a video that surfaced yesterday. I think it was a Cleveland finals with LeBron where the pregame was the floor and it was a hologram and it did this whole big finals intro. And somebody else made a good point too. Is like, if we would have taken what we just did with this finals, at least in the game one, we would have never as sports fans heard 6'6" North Carolina.
The intros are in and this moment is one of the coolest parts about this moment.
We would have never had it because they didn't do it. What happened? Why did they? This is one of a bajillion things in my lifetime, being an older adult now and what it was like when I was a kid. This is something I point to and I go, that's where greed is killing things.
Yes.
It's these stupid, you're selling out every inch that you possibly can because you got to squeeze the dollar as much as you possibly can. And you know what you do? When you do that, it means you sold out. It means you lose your
soul.
Yeah, you lose your soul. You lose what makes sports fun.
Yeah.
This used to be.
There's still room for a giant trophy in the middle of the floor. That's a funny thing. You want to tell me you can't have the cursive writing because we need to sell our advertisements in between the three-point line and the key? Fine. You can still have a giant trophy in the middle of the floor.
They're lucky that game ended the way it did because if that ended up being an OKC 25-point blowout, I think this would have been a bigger topic today around the country on local and national radio and TV shows. Like. Honestly, I had to remind myself. It felt like a February game.
Can you imagine the Super Bowl being played without any Super Bowl logos on
the
field?
Like,
it's the Super Bowl. Do you want to tell me? Put a logo in the middle of the field?
My God, man. Like, what sport doesn't indicate that you're having a championship being played?
I'm embarrassed with myself for not even noticing it until you texted. And I'm like, and I'm watching back and forth. I'm like scanning every inch of the baseline, every inch of the floor. Like, there has to be something, right? And no, there was nothing.
I text my friend. I said, did I miss the starting lineup? I had the TV on the whole time.
Yeah, did I miss it?
I go, how did I miss it? They didn't do it.
No.
I was like, yeah, they didn't do it, did they?
You know who did? National Anthem starting lineup? Stanley Cup Final Game 1 in Edmonton.
Because they recognize.
This is a pretty big deal. Stanley Cup logo on the floor.
The Stanley Cup itself was out there at center ice while they were doing the introductions for game one.
Can I give you a takeaway, too, that drives me nuts?
Please.
And this is a follow-up from this segment.
Man.
And this is I'll take my sport into this a little bit more as well. The NBA deals with this because they do the superimposed advertisements on the floor. Now you have the ability to digitally put them on.
Hockey does that, too.
It drives me nuts in hockey because they'll change. If you watch
the
game tonight, it's on the boards.
I know.
And it changes constantly, and it's like video, and it's like moving. It's so distracting. It drives me insane. And a lot of times it's the same advertisements over and over and over again throughout the course of the game because they don't have that many big presenting sponsors. And so you're just basically yanking the same chain for three periods, and it just kills me inside. Give me the boards with the local advertisements that they sold in Edmonton. Whatever their companies are, that's what I want. They paid for it. They deserve it. I don't need a changing board. Baseball does this. I don't know if you guys watch when your teams are on the road.
Mark Messier Toyota.
Yeah, exactly. They put them behind home plate in baseball games, but when your team's on the road, you got to put the road advertisements in there, and then you look at the pitcher and the batter, and they look like fuzzy, and
it's
the lines
digital.
Are weird. Yeah. It's like, dude, you're ruining the picture of the game to, make $5,000 extra on your behind home plate advertisement?
More than that, but
it's insanity. It's stupid. Make it stop.
You can't. Because once you make money, you got to make more. And then when you make more, you got to make more. And then when you make more, you got to find a way to make more.
Somebody said, just like a game in February, I turned it on with 4 minutes left and I saw everything I needed to.
That's pretty good. That is a great text.
You're not wrong.
I'm not even mad at it right now because I'm so upset at the league. This was a good moment for small markets. They have an opportunity now. And the league gave them that. If this is Lakers-Celtics, they're not doing starting lineups and there's not... maybe they do. Maybe I am wrong here. But there is a real air of like, you really don't seem to care as much about these small markets. You didn't seem to roll out the red carpet the same way.
No.
And that bothers me. The Pacers might win a championship.
They could.
They deserve to have the Larry O in the middle behind that Pacer P.
They do.
There should be a logo patch on the jerseys. Make me think this is special.
Tell me this isn't February.
With
my eyes, I want to watch a game and not feel like it's February.
I know, guys, we're all adults here. This is not the biggest deal in the world.
It actually bothered me. It is.
This really bothered me, and I didn't expect to feel that.
I feel this way about the Super Bowl logos, too. Remember how cool the Super Bowl logos used to be?
And now it's the same one.
And now it's the same stupid, generic, AI-generated crap that has no unique imprint from the city that they're playing
in. We used to be such a special sports country.
What happened to us?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not me.
It's not me.
If it was my choice, we'd go back to how it was.
The Magic, at least, are bringing back their old jerseys. I saw that last week or this week, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, and you're kind of proving my point. Why are they doing that?
Cha-ching! Well, because they were good jerseys, at least. Why shouldn't everybody
do
that?
City Connects. They're not making them full-time.
Oh, they're not the full-time jerseys?
Nah, they're City Connects.
Oh, come on, Orlando.
That's how you do it. You make money that way.
Yeah.
Go back and recognize who you are, NBA. It was ridiculous, and it was shameful what you did yesterday. Shameful.
Shame on you.
And also the pre and the half and the post. God, terrible production by ESPN.
Yeah, don't worry, though. TNT's going to save it, I'm sure. They won't put Stephen A. Smith on that show and give him hard outs and let him rant about, the Smollett guy having people paying people to beat him up. Remember that? Who's the actor
did
that?
Oh, yeah, Jesse Smollett.
Don't commit a crime, write a check, America.
Did you see Shaq show up on the pregame?
I did see him show up on
the
pregame.
Popped in.
I did.
Had fake confrontation with Perk.
I love the whole, that show's ending, but it's not ending bit that we've been going through. Like, it's over, but it's not over.
I love the show. It's
great.
It's been a bit much.
It's not it's a like farewell.
You
You're not.
Your jobs, your show's going on.
You're not retiring. It's not ending.
I couldn't care about a network less losing an entity. Pay more money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're living in. So get it together, NBA. We'll get into the Oregon State Super Regionals. Those start today against Florida State. Rumor has it Florida State's not starting their ace.
Holstering
an ace.
They're holding their ace for game two.
It's best of three, man.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for them.
Beavs are going with their stud freshman ace.
You better win today then. You got ace versus no ace. Are we going must win out of the gate?
I think in a best of three, every game is a must win. Yes, I will conclude that. We'll get to that. We have a lot to get to. Dirt and Sprague back with more. Oh, actually, yeah, back with more on the family.
Hey, how about this? If you text WICK, W-I-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
To 503-864-6326, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, in theaters when? Today!
Today!
Pair of tickets again. From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, and it's out today. And if you listen to us all week, you have a chance to win. 1080thefan.com for more details.
Been on that all week.
Are you excited for From the World of John Wick,
You could just Ballerina. Say Ballerina, yeah. You don't have to keep saying
I'm reading the title. That's the title of the movie, From the World of John Wick, Ballerina.
From that universe.
I need to know from what world is it from?
John Wick.
It's from the John Wick world. Thank you. Now I know that information. Are you excited for Ballerina?
Dude, you know me. I'm actually excited. I started watching the Titan submarine thing on Max last night.
I don't know if I could do that one.
Buddy?
I don't know if I could do it.
Why?
The thought of dying that way.
Oh, it's horrific.
I just, yeah.
There was a video when that happened that showed you, like, computer, this is what it actually looks like.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
I don't know if I can't
because
do it.
Cell by cell, your body just disintegrates.
I can't do it, dude.
But then also, I watched this, and I don't know if the family of the dad and the son have been awarded anything.
I would hope so.
Or the families of the other people. He murdered them.
He did.
That was murder.
Yeah.
There was all the evidence of the world that that submarine should not have made that quest.
Nope.
And
yeah.
Like a just sitting in a can.
I did. I'll give you two recs on Netflix. I did watch. They have a Vietnam documentary that I watched. Very good.
They had two guys in this doc dirt on the HBO one that went down to 3,000 feet with him, and they heard three pops.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
And they were like freaked out. Yeah. Nobody said a thing.
Pull the plug. Get me out of here.
And somehow they got up and got out of it.
And they still decided
and
to
they were like, this is
down.
Not... Yeah. This is gonna not work, and he still kept going.
The Manhunt one for Bin Laden's really good, too. Those are two good docs.
Is it? What's
it's
on that
really
one?
Good. They're hunting for Bin Laden Netflix.
What's it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah, on Netflix. I felt that way with the Dahmer show that they came out with.
I didn't watch a second.
I watched the first episode, and I'm like, dude, I can't.
People eating people.
Heads in fridges.
Minorities.
I can't do
I didn't want to watch that.
I'm out on all that.
Terrible how those people are treated. There is a Predator movie coming out. It's animated, but... got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
it's on Hulu today.
Pretty excited.
I'm a nerd.
Your team's in the NBA Finals. There's a minute to go in the game. Mm-hmm. Coming down a little game. I wouldn't know what that feels like because I don't have any memories of my team playing in the finals. But if they were, game one, 3-point game, 1 minute to go, and it sounds like this, how do you react?
The Thunder clinging to this 3-point lead. SGA the drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward.
Hey!
Hey!
He
wants to have happened now. Also
what's
tonight,
going on?
A big night for Pacer fans as Indiana is in the NBA Finals. We'll show you a local business who has seen a boost from the Yes Sir.
I'm never shopping there.
There's a little fog overnight tonight. We'll have the very latest forecast coming up in a few minutes.
Thanks for staying up with us. I'm Amara Boss. Fort Wayne's most watched news start.
Not anymore. And then back to the game.
Oh, man.
This legitimately happened in Fort Wayne, Indiana last night on their ABC affiliate. So the whole sequence, when you hear the start of the clip, there's a minute and 15 to go in the game. OKC's up 110-107. 1 minute and 15 seconds left in the game. They cut out with less than a minute to go.
They just gotten a stop. Going up the court.
Here we go. Down by three. And they cut to a tease, a promo for the late night local news.
I don't know. Somebody's getting fired.
They should get fired. Whoever did that should be out of a job
news
today.
News producer, editor, somebody.
It's one thing in like Portland, Oregon to have that happen. Like, hey, over at K2, all randomly, here's, whatever the K2 bro's name is, and they're talking about the nightly. I'm still upset, but it's not my team. This is Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Is basketball. Steve Dunn? Is Steve Dunn at K2?
Steve Dunn's breaking into my fourth quarter coverage. Dunn!
Hey, Blazer fans.
Dunn, sit down, buddy. I don't care, man.
Buckle
watch
up.
The game. This basketball is a religion in Indiana. They sold out their arena last night for a watch party.
That.
This is Fort Wayne, Indiana. All these Pacer fans, a minute to go. Trying to win a finals game, man.
Can I ask you guys, if we were in the finals, these conversations tend to hurt me, but if we were in the finals.
You know, something will never happen.
Would you guys go to the Moda to watch?
No.
No, I'd probably go to...
Because that moment, did you see the moment that he hit the
shot?
It
was awesome to be in that. Yeah, that would be cool.
It's as if he hit it in Indiana.
Yeah, the crowd goes crazy.
If it got to the game-clinching game, you might get me there.
I'm weird.
Oh,
with
could you imagine being heartbroken with 20,000 yeah. people walking out of a building?
But I think early in the series, I'm probably at if I want to be around other fans, I'd go to a local watering hole.
How old am I, and how into it is Teddy Ballgame?
Let's say you're 8 years from right now.
Teddy Ballgame's going
to turn 9, so he's got real sports pants.
He's into it. He's diehard.
Dad, I love sports,
taken
Dad.
You've taken him to games during the regular
season.
Then
I'm doing what he wants to do for that game.
Yeah.
Because that's a memory that he will have for the rest of his life.
Probably wants to go to the Moda.
And then I'd go to the Moda. But me in my current sports fandom state, I don't want to be around anybody. For big, I don't like being around people for big games. I can't do it.
I'm going to put that games, as a poll question.
Big, like, I can't. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to interact with anybody. I just want to lock in on what's happening in front of me. But that happened last night in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm sure people took that well.
I hope that channel gets kind of boycotted for like a week.
For a week? I boycotted them for months,
Fort
dude.
Wayne's number one news source.
I wonder how many people are getting YouTube TV there in Fort Wayne.
I'm going to yank their credential if I'm the Pacers. Their sports reporter. You ain't coming to game three. You're out. We're back after this on The Fam. All right, welcome back in. We will spring the line in the final hour.
Why?
The dream doesn't die. It lives on.
You talk super regionals.
We'll get to the regionals. Don't worry. We'll get to our super regionals. We've juiced all the squeeze out of the finals.
Really?
There's any more juice in that squeeze?
You know, an underrated juicing thing is a carrot. My wife's on a big juice thing right now. We have a juicer.
Yeah.
And so she just throws crap. Carrots actually produce underrated amounts of juice.
Decent amount of juice?
Yeah.
Good juice? Do we like carrot juice?
Carrots with beets, with a little ginger.
That's where we go.
And some orange.
Okay.
Delightful.
We will get to the super regionals. Raise your hand if your baseball team won yesterday.
Playing that game again, huh?
just checking.
Thank you, Mets bullpen.
Any Mariners fans raising their hand?
No.
Oh, what happened there?
Boy,
they
we were getting
the leading boy, home
what
run
happened
hitter.
There?
We have a random.
I thought the O's were just sinking like a stone. They come out and sweep. Was that a sweep? Was
yeah,
that a sweep?
Yeah.
Have the O's found their mojo? Is Adley Rutschman back?
I think it's okay to root for your team and defend your team. We have a weird listener that just constantly, when the Mariners win, calls us a bunch of you-know-whats and their handles tridents, bitch.
Yeah.
And I just find being a Mariner fan talking stuff to literally any fan base wild.
Yeah, of all the fan bases that can't talk trash about anything, the Mariners are the top of that list in baseball.
I just
everybody else
laugh.
Has at least accomplished something. They're the only team that's never been to a World Series.
I mean, that's why I laugh. I'm
the
like,
only one.
Is this person really saying this?
Yeah. From that fan base. You think this hurts from coming from you?
Really?
You? Just sit down and shut up.
They are doing a weird thing. They're retiring Randy Johnson's number, and you could say, that's not weird, Sprague. He was a good Mariner.
He was.
I agree. They already retired Ichiro.
Yeah. 51-51.
You double dipping the chip.
We did it with Terry Porter and Bobby Gross.
And I think it's weird.
Didn't the Blazers do that at the same time, though?
I believe they did.
It was a...
Because Gross was retired later.
We had to retire every member of the 77 team. They all have to be in the rafters.
Well,
whether
the
they
only
scored
championship we see in our lifetime.
That I feel certain of, whether you average 4 points per game or were Bill Walton, you had to have
Bobby Gross was a starter.
I know. I'm just saying, everybody getting their jersey retired from
a
championship team.
You watch your mouth.
Well, okay.
Have you seen Bobby Gross in person? He'd still whoop your ass.
Who's better, Terry Porter or Bobby Gross?
Dirt wanted you to say Porter so fast, and now he's like, really?
Really? Really?
What?
Okay, really? I'll put that up as a poll
Bobby
question.
Gross
put that up.
Better, Terry
put
Porter,
that up
Bobby
as a poll
Gross.
Question. Now we're going to go long in this segment. We were going to be on time. Now we're no longer going to be on time because we're going to debate Bobby Gross and Terry Porter. His 12 points per game in 1977. His 2 assists a game. 12 points and 2 assists a game.
What's the debate?
How many statistical categories does Terry Porter still lead the franchise in?
Oh, that's a good question.
Was he still leading assists or
did
Dame get him?
I don't think he did.
Dame and assists?
I don't know about that. I think Terry Porter did.
Well, I think Dame might have had.
Let's see. In the two finals years, Terry Porter averaged 18 points and 9 assists a game.
Oh, I know.
He was a multi-time All-Star.
Terry
I
Porter.
Understand that.
He finished top 10 in MVP voting in 1991.
I know what you're doing. You're playing the pilot card on this question, you little...
No.
I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's a little bit of that.
I think you're...
Look, no offense to Bobby Gross. Bobby Gross, great champion of the Portland Trailblazers. Terry Porter was a better player.
It's
okay to say that. That's not controversial.
Who's more revered in Seattle? Is it Randy or Ichiro?
I think it's Ichiro.
I think
it kind of has to be.
It has to be.
There are. If
but
you
Randy
were there,
was a time.
I mean, he pitched a couple of the most significant games in that franchise's history. The
I think
one
he's
game
also in two movies in a Mariner uniform.
There is that.
He
went into the Hall of Fame as a Diamondback, though.
He did. I saw a video he did for...
And he won a World Series with the Diamondbacks.
Well, he made a good point on KJR because he's like, I never meant to disrespect Seattle. If I could have split my hat, I would have. I didn't know that was a thing. But if you look at my stats, like I think he won three Cy Youngs after Seattle.
Yeah, he only won one in Seattle.
And he won a World Series in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's an Arizona guy, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Well, he went to college at USC.
Oh, but I think did he grow up in Arizona?
Would you guys shut up? We got to go to break here, all right? What are we debating here?
Well, it's a fake break because they tell you to come back at the top of the hour.
Now I'm going to get a French Open in my ass. Yeah. Like, get that out of here. Nobody wants that at the top.
You're going to get a French Open in your ass?
We got a lot to get
to
in the final hour.
Ooh la la,
menage a trois. We got a super regional kicking off in Corvallis. I don't know if you guys know what those are. We played in them before, but you guys are going, so we'll talk about that. Sprague the line. We both Sprague the line because it won't die.
And it needs to die.
We'll go to Indy for the Daily Ticker. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fam.